From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Sarah Tapton is reporting for Columbia Green Media. Roughly 7 months after Greene County Administrator Sean Grodin finally admitted to approving the sale of various architectural details from the building that formerly housed the county sheriff's office, the winning bidders have finally taken possession of their items. Tapton spotted and photographed a rental trailer at the entrance of the old jail building at 80 Bridge Street in Catskill on February 14th. An unidentified man and woman were in the process of loading the vehicle with wooden doors, but they declined to be interviewed. An advertisement for vintage windows, doors, radiators, floors, molding, and more appeared on the Auction International website in late March 2019. The winning bidder, with the username RonRully57, won the historic architectural details for $260. Grodin initially pleaded ignorance when rumors of the sale arose during a public meeting in early July. He insisted he did not know who was selling the items, saying the auction was unauthorized. By mid-July, however, Grodin fessed up, confirming that he green-lighted the sale. Grodin said, and I quote, "I actually authorized it in an email I must have read at 80 miles an hour," end quote. Local historic preservationist Meg Nowak said at the time, the jail, which opened in 1905, is a historical asset to the community. She said, and I quote, "To ignore that legacy is irresponsible, in a sense, and it's really sad," end quote. Both the jail and the sheriff's office are listed on the state's National Historic Registries. Legislature Chairman Patrick Linger, a Republican representing New Baltimore, said bid packages for the demolition of the building are slated to go out in March. The county is expected to pay up to $1.9 million to turn the lot into a couple dozen parking spaces. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. William J. Kimball is reporting for the Daily Freeman. The Ulster County Industrial Development Agency last week hired Aaron Lacan Agency to live stream the IDA meetings and upload the video for online access. The agency will be paid $450 per meeting for live streaming and an additional $50 for making the recording available to the public. Officials said some of the costs will be passed to applicants that are seeking tax breaks, loans, and service contracts from the board. The board chairman, Randall Levert, said, and I quote, "That's something that we'll probably end up needing to punt to our governance committee because it's going to have to be worked out in our fees going forward for applicants," end quote. Levert personally conducted the search for vendors, telling the board members he received quotes of up to $2,000 per meeting. The state regulations require industrial development agencies to live stream, and I quote, "in real time," end quote, both regular meetings and public hearings. Agencies are also required to post recordings of those sessions within 5 days. It is unclear what the consequences are for noncompliance. Levert said that state officials were asked if the agency could delay video coverage until a cost-effective option was found. He said, and I quote, She basically wrote back and said, "You can't use that excuse for not doing it," end quote. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. Nick Reisman is reporting for New York State of Politics blog. The headquarters building of the State University of New York in downtown Albany will be renamed in honor of Carl McCall, the now former chairman of the SUNY Board of Trustees. Governor Andrew M. Cuomo made the announcement on February 14th. McCall is the former state comptroller and state senator. He was a Democratic candidate for governor in 2002. McCall was the first African-American to be elected state comptroller. Cuomo said, and I quote, "Carl McCall is a great friend and true public servant who has graced this great state with more than 50 years of distinguished service and leadership, and all New Yorkers are better off for it," end quote. The governor made the announcement just as caucus weekend began, as lawmakers from the Black, Puerto Rican, Hispanic, and Asian Legislative Caucus gathered at the Capitol. Read the full story at NewYorkStateOfPolitics.com. Melanie Lekosabek is reporting for Columbia Green Media. Local accounting firms Patterson, Kosky, Howe, and Bucci has merged with UHY LLP, a national CPA firm. The company maintains offices in 8 states, and its international division leads a network of independent accounting and consulting firms with offices in 100 countries. Negotiations began in October 2017, and the merger was finalized on January 1st. The Patterson-Kolsky firm, now renamed UHY LLP, will continue to maintain offices in Catskill, Hudson, and Kingston. Shareholder Richard Kolsky said, and I quote, "There will absolutely be no layoffs. We will add positions. There will be 6 interns and 2 full-time positions added," end quote. The transition with the local firm is part of a regional push UHY is making. The company has also merged with another accounting firm in Saratoga Springs. Howard Foote, managing partner of the New York Capital Region of UHY, said, and I quote, "We were really fortunate to come across the Patterson, Kolsky, Howe, and Beauty firm, and particularly excited about Richard and his firm over almost 75 years of history," end quote. The firm was started by Reginald Patterson in 1946. Kolsky lived next door to the Pattersons in Lawrence Park in Columbia County and lived with them to finish his senior year at Hudson High School. Kolsky went on to graduate from Duke University, then serve in the military, and in 1963 went to work for the firm, becoming its 3rd employee. Kolsky said, and I quote, "I've been here ever since," end quote. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.